That didn't make any difference.
Yes.
I don't believe you.
It sounded like you were yelling at your kids. That's.
I turned to Amelia and tell her something.
There you go.
And I told her something really. And she goes like this. And she's like.
That's scary. All right. Well, welcome to the Council Cast. This is episode 171, being recorded on June 22nd, 2021. The council is now in session, and as with every week, we will make arbitrary decisions about topics on science, technology, and random shit.
Whoa. With little background and next to no expertise.
All council cast decisions are final and have no bearing on anything whatsoever. Silas will just have to fix that in post after he does the other 9 episodes.
Aww.
Just make sure you remember that. Put that down in your to-dos, your to-do list.
I will. I'm just going to add it right to the list right now. Everything's going to get fixed
up. Soon you'll get them all done, and then people will have the past episodes like for a road trip or something.
Oh yeah.
It'll be good. I'm doing this on purpose.
That'll be perfect.
It is certainly intentional.
There's a lot of summer vacations coming up, and you know a whole family is going to want to listen to us on
yes,
the road.
This is a very family friendly show.
It's a very family friendly show.
You can put us on, and everybody will get a kick out of it.
We never have one time had to list ourselves as explicit on the Apple iTunes listing categories.
Oh, I just have that set by default.
Yeah, that's good probably safe. That's probably good.
Well, you know, we are an educational podcast, so you know, we do want to bring you some new information. If I asked you a question of how many oceans were there, how many would you reply?
7.
7.
Could try. The answer is not 7. It is 4. But
what?
What?
Apparently. I think some scientists took away some oceans, and now they're giving
oceans.
They're oceans.
I thought you said
the oceans, and they're taking away planets. What's next?
When you said oceans, I thought you meant planets. There are 7 planets.
There's just seven planets ever.
Ever. In the whole everything.
The whole of everything. Well, yes, you may be familiar with the 4 oceans, which are the Pacific, the Atlantic, the Indian, and the Arctic. Now, apparently scientists are deciding that we now deserve a 5th ocean, cleverly named the Southern Ocean.
Oh, there are 7 seas.
There's 7 seas.
7 seas. Yes, you are right. Not 7 planets.
In Connecticut, I believe, there are 7 seas.
That might be true.
Okay, so which 5 scientists came up? Are these the scientists connected with all the people? Did these scientists get a kickback from all these educational books and things that have to be reprinted now that there are 5 oceans instead of 4?
You know, they might, but I'll tell you what they didn't get a kickback on is selling the naming rights to it. I mean, Southern Ocean, how drab could you get?
That's pretty bad.
They could have been like, I don't know.
The Southern Ocean? It is aptly named.
It could have been the Coca-Cola Ocean or something.
Oh, yeah. Like they could have been sponsored by a corporate entity. That would have been great.
It could have been the Tesla Ocean.
Yeah, exactly. Oh.
It could have been the Elon Musk Ocean. Wait, so where is this at? I'm sorry.
It's in the South. The South.
But...
and naming rights for this ocean would only be you know, like for 10 years or so.
Oh, yeah.
And then they'd either have to buy back in and rename it, or someone else would pick it up.
Doubled.
Yeah. So it's the Tesla Ocean, but now it's the Coca-Cola Ocean, and next it's the Disney Ocean.
There you go.
Oh, the Disney Ocean. I'd go to the Disney Ocean.
Yeah, why not? Well, so apparently...
The Marvel Ocean... The Marvel Ocean, but Aquaman lives there, and he can't come out ever.
Oh, yes. There you go. Well, yeah. So apparently,
there's a picture of it.
This ocean is the ocean in the south, as you would imagine. It's actually the waters that surround Antarctica. And apparently, they are now deciding it's an ocean because there's been enough snow and ice melt that it's big enough to be an ocean, apparently. I don't know what the qualifier for an ocean is, but.
Yeah. It's so many gallons, and they have to measure that. So.
That must be it. they do it with 5 gallon buckets at a time.
Five gallon buckets at a time. Yes.
There was a. You guys watch Rick and Morty?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You see the newest episode, season 5?
Not yet.
Dropped on Father's Day. Happy Dad's Day, everyone. Here's a Rick and Morty episode. You're the greatest dad on earth. Jerry.
Oh, that's terrible.
I just made me think of it because there was a global warming joke specifically made about the ice caps melting in it. And I won't ruin it for you, but... basically, line for line, this is what he said. no, I was good.
Yeah,
it was pretty,
you have to have a spoiler alert.
Good episode. The explicit tag. I throw it out there. Yeah. Yeah. Throw up a spoiler alert tag.
We'll just put a censored bar over your mouth.
Well, I won't cut the sound. Yeah, they won't cut the sound, but then you won't have to see it. I'm going to give this a thumbs up for the name because, wow. I'm going to give it a thumbs down because, you know, the ice caps are melting.
I'm going to give it a thumbs down for the name. And they should have auctioned off the naming rights. Yeah. Actually, they should have held an online voting survey for it, and then we could have ended up with Ocean McOshi Face.
Oh, there you go. Ocean McOshi Face. I like that.
You would have come up with?
Yeah.
No, definitely not. Hold on.
I say thumbs up for scientists finally finding this. I mean, it's a big planet. I get that. But and we have the ability to go around it with spaceships and things. Finally, we find this thing. I think that's great. Thumbs up.
Something to do with wet. So wet. Being so. The so wet ocean. Something.
Well, yeah. Well, you know, Brian, you might be onto something. I mean, maybe they did have such a problem finding it because the Hubble telescope has been in safe mode.
Mm.
And maybe that's
why. But the Hubble telescope is not used for spying and looking at the Earth. It's looking into the stars, right? For the 8th planet and the 9th planet.
That's why they were so confused. They were too busy looking at the moon or the stars or other planets that they lost an ocean.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, why not?
All right. Why not?
But yeah, apparently the our favorite Hubble Space Telescope that is 31 years old apparently is now in safe mode following a computer glitch. So I guess it's time to reboot her. I wonder if they tried. Yeah.
Wait, they haven't turned it off.
They're trying turning it off and back on again. Have you tried turning it off and back on again? So they're going to try turning it off and back on again. Are you sure it's plugged in?
Are you sure it's plugged in?
All right, I'll come up there and take a look.
It's not plugged in. He comes up and he looks at it. The computer was not plugged in. He like rolls his eyes about it.
Apparently, they actually did say they did restart the computer, but the problem reappeared. So I guess.
Oh, no.
Now we're in real trouble.
Yeah, so they're going to send a couple IT guys up there to take care of it.
Wait, did they at least have a backup of all the images, or did we just lose 30 years of Hubble telescope images?
Yep, we only hosted them on the space telescope, so they're all gone.
Yeah, there's no way to transmit the images to Earth. Someone goes up there every so many years and gets a flash drive out of it, brings it back to Earth, and plugs it into a copy machine, and that's what we have.
You know that is actually a realistic scenario.
For the government.
for the government. You know that somebody thought that would be the safest way to do it.
They probably thought it would be the cheapest way to do it because they didn't want to put an extra thing onto it and pay for that. They're like, it's just cheaper to send people there.
Yeah. This flash drive's way cheaper than the antenna you wanted to use.
Yeah. I can see
that. Well, that's too bad. I hope they get it fixed.
I'm sure they will. You know, they've been through. Apparently, this has happened before, and they've managed to be able to fix it. So, you know, it only happened in 2008, 2018, 2019, and it also happened in March of this year. So, you know,
Who's writing there? Who's what's going on with their programming? That's pretty crazy.
Yo,
what's going on is it's old.
Yeah,
I give it a thumbs down for shutting down, but I do give it a thumbs up for them, you know, just powering through and using that thing till it dies forever.
You know, I give them a thumbs up for at least trying to turn it off and back on again.
Yeah, I agree. Thumbs up.
You know, something that probably isn't coming back to life though is Aki, Impal, and Rav Power on Amazon. Have you guys bought any of these brands off of Amazon before? Aki,
I have not.
Rav Power, those are probably the two most well known that I'm familiar with. But they're very similar to Anker. They make like a lot of the battery packs, cables, chargers.
Oh, yeah.
That sort of thing. So apparently, like just this last week and about a couple weeks ago, Amazon's been kicking off a bunch of storefronts from Amazon and citing that they're not really telling us why. They're just saying that they breached the rules of whatever it is, Amazon, I guess. And
do you think that they were faking reviews or something?
Well, so the theory here is that there's been some people who've posted pictures where those guys have been putting like gift cards into, or like offers for gift cards for in exchange for a review in their packaging. Oh. And that is against the rules on Amazon, so because you're paying for reviews essentially. And so that's why they think they're kicking them off.
Wow.
That seems I've gotten those before, and I was looking at it and I go, this seems unethical.
You know, I swear I've probably gotten some of these before in the past too, and I'm just like, you know, this isn't right, and I just throw it away and don't think anything else about it. But like apparently this happens all the time and people are getting gift cards, and I mean it's a big issue, I guess. I mean, I appreciate it.
I don't recall getting one, but yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah. I've even gotten it from like people not on Amazon. They're like, even service providers, local service providers are like, hey, if we did a great job, I'll give you a discount on your bill if you go and give us a good review. And I'm just like, no.
Right.
Yeah. I think I learned about that in a fraud seminar that I went to recently. That's you know, not right.
Frank Abagnale Jr., the host of that one.
Yeah. What's that?
The Frank Abagnale Jr., the host of that one.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
You know, he will probably also tell you that, you know, if you sold to five other friends, you can make $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
There you go. So, anyway, I guess... maybe if you're getting some Amazon products, you may want to just double check what you're getting in your box there. But unfortunately, I mean, some of these brands, Rav Power and Aki, they've been very highly rated in the past. I mean, they actually
because they've been paying for their reviews.
So now you're like, are they any good? I mean, I don't know anymore.
No idea.
Wow.
Yeah, I give Amazon a thumbs up for actually finally doing something about this. It feels like this has been a long time coming.
I give a thumbs down for controversy.
Well, you know, something that is controversial is Bitcoin miners. You guys have heard China's kicking them all out. I've read somewhere that the amount of Bitcoin miners in China, it eats up like 10% of the country's energy or something like that, or like they eat more energy than the country of the Netherlands or something like that. Wow. And apparently China's starting to crack down and they're kicking them all out. And apparently if you want to keep doing your Bitcoin mining, the city of Miami will welcome you with open arms, because that seems right.
Yeah, that seems right. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. Okay, tell me more. I need more information.
Well, our mayor, Mr. Mayor Francis Suarez, who is the mayor of Miami, apparently had a meeting with CNBC last week where he said that his city would welcome Bitcoin miners with open arms as China picks up its nationwide crackdown on miners. He also said that they're looking to lower the energy prices to entice miners, as well as working to establish enterprise zones with low tax rates and regulations to tempt Bitcoin operations to set up shop.
How does this benefit them? It does not.
I have no idea. I'm trying to figure this out.
It doesn't benefit them at all. There's nothing good about
this. There's a possible way that, I mean, the way that this works is, right, bring in a new business. I mean, Amazon does this all the time. We've talked about this with other companies, too, on this show, where Amazon will go to a city, not have to pay taxes there when they set up shop. And so they bring a whole bunch of new jobs to the area. And I wonder if they're thinking the same thing. Like, if we just welcome all these people who are mining Bitcoin, then it's like bringing in a ton of new businesses. And what they don't realize is it's usually just some dude set up with a rack of crap in his house that he's, you know, sucking up the electricity from Miami. And yeah. it's just going to lead to a ton of power outages there. We're going to lower the cost of electricity. It's going to decrease their ability to provide staff members and support for electrical outages. And so it's just going to slow things down. It's going to just end up being a bad situation. Like, if you're going to mine Bitcoin, go somewhere where people aren't mining Bitcoin. Like, I mean, that's the best way to go about it.
I also can't. So on top of that, I mean, I think you're absolutely right. I mean, yeah, like Amazon, they move in, but they bring jobs with them. These guys move in and they just bring a bunch of fucking hot equipment that they're trying to keep cool, and they need a boatload of power for. And I'm trying to figure out, why would you want to do this in Miami? Because now your energy just consumption for running the equipment is going to be going up, but you now have to probably pay even more for the equipment to keep it cool. Like, if I was looking to go do Bitcoin mining,
someplace to Bitcoin,
like, I'd want to go to like Iceland or fucking Russia in the middle of nowhere. Yep. Where I can keep things cold.
Yeah, just crack a window open to keep your whole rig going.
Oh, man, that'd be great. Mining in the Arctic? That'd be amazing.
Yep.
I mean, Microsoft, they were like, I think, didn't they bury, like, not bury, but they submerged a data center, like, in the ocean to keep it cool?
Oh, really?
I think so.
Probably.
Wow. You know, I give this a thumbs down.
Liquid cooling at its finest.
Yeah, I give this a thumbs down too. This is just ridiculous. I give it a thumbs up
because, and this is my prediction, a bunch of miners will move to Miami. It will start to cause there to be a lot of issues with the city, which will then make it so that that is not a desirable place to live, even though it is Miami. Property prices will go down. I will buy up huge chunks of land there, and once the miners are gone, then I will resell that land for a huge profit. So I give it a thumbs up. This is a great idea for me financially in the long run.
Huh. You know, I like the first comment on this Never article says, I've got some swamp land in Florida to sell you that's zoned for Bitcoin mining.
Oh, yeah, that's good. Goodness.
And then on top of that, yeah, I mean, so Miami gets, I mean, they are a coastal city. They get hit with hurricanes, right? Like, so now all
they have
sudden,
to be big power outages.
This is just a stupid idea. I'm moving on. you know, somebody who might be fed up with Bitcoin miners is humpback whales, because apparently there's a case of a humpback whale eating a dude.
Yeah, I was reading that. That's pretty cool.
apparently a...
Cool. Is he dead?
Lobster diver. Well, no, he's perfectly alive. Humpback whales don't have teeth, so...
He said everything went dark, and he realized he was in the mouth of a whale, but he still had his breathing apparatus on, so they just went for a swim, I guess.
And all of a sudden, I felt this huge bump, and everything went dark, he told the outlet. And I could sense that I was moving, and I was like, oh my God, did I just get bit by a shark? Then I felt around, and I realized there were no teeth. And then I realized, oh my God, I'm in the mouth of a whale, and he's trying to swallow me.
I mean, that would be kind of crazy. Yeah.
And then it went up after a few minutes, went up and went, what is this in my mouth? I went, bleh!
Get out of here.
Spit then, him out.
Well, that's a neat fish. That fish is tickling my mouth. I don't like it. Get out of here.
Yeah. What did I just eat?
Yeah. I mean, that would be pretty crazy.
In the belly
crazy day.
Of a whale.
Yikes. I like this line in here that says, rumor has it that the whale was last seen submitting a strongly worded Yelp review.
Yeah, I like that too. That's pretty good.
I'll admit I don't want to be inside of a whale's mouth. What if it did swallow you? That'd be crazy. I hope he'd have a knife to cut his way out.
There you go. All the scuba divers have knives that cut themselves out of whales.
That's
can you survive in the belly of a whale? Like, are the stomach acids so aggressive in the stomach of a whale? Like, it's hard for me to imagine because they're underwater so much, but I guess they don't. They are mammals, so they are swimming back up to the top to breathe.
Huh. The article does say that although their mouths can hold up to 5,000 gallons of water, their throats aren't large enough to swallow anything larger than their usual diet of krill and small fish.
Mm. Weird.
Wow. But their stomach acids are very much like these sarlacc. So if Boba Fett could survive that, then this diver with his gear on probably could survive it as well. I mean, just the theory there.
That seems to add up for me.
So wait, the reason to spit it out then is because it was like, I can't swallow whatever this big thing is.
It probably was choking on him.
Yeah, he was choking on a human. Oh, that poor whale.
I'd say thumbs up for just being a cool story. That's a pretty cool story. Man. I mean, that's quite a story to tell. I was out swimming the other day and I got swallowed by a whale.
You know, I wonder if the whale had to get like the Heimlich maneuver done on him to cough up the to cough him back out.
And then another whale went bump. Pop.
And that's how
that's pretty cool. Okay. Thumbs up for the whale.
I give a thumbs up for it as well. I mean, that's an awesome story to say you got almost eaten by a whale. I mean, that's crazy. But you know, something that I hope doesn't eat you is this crazy robot that has a giant penis or tail, maybe.
It's a cyber penis.
I was going to say that this should be in science, but now that I look at it, it's exactly where it should be. This is terrible.
So apparently,
the happy
a bunch
music
of scientists-
in this video that I'm watching makes me uncomfortable when I think about that penis just swinging around all over the place.
You know, this is just the worst. The worst one is the little GIF at the bottom here. They've got. I should see if I could set this up, but. It's got like this, the robot has two wheels and it's got a thing that hangs underneath it and it can use it to kind of like flip himself and jump over a gap. And it definitely looks like a giant penis.
That's just wrong. That is so wrong.
Can you share your screen? Because I think our audience needs to watch this video.
I can. Eventually.
I'm not monitoring. Is anyone on tonight?
I don't see
anyone. I'll go check it out. I didn't post it, so that's probably my bad. Sorry, everyone.
All right. Oh, you didn't post it. That's why. I see. Oops.
This music is atrocious. What's sad is I know exactly where they got it from.
Well, why not?
Well, if we can't show them a video,
here,
just a moment of silence while they listen.
All right, there we go. All
right,
you can check out the video if you're watching live now. Yeah, I got the GIF going on. So, I mean, this is just
perfect.
It's a cool idea. I mean, it obviously works, but...
I don't think it's a cool idea, Blaine. I'm sorry.
I think it's a cool idea. I'm going to give it a thumbs up.
One of our listeners, I just got a... I got a message. One of our listeners thinks it's a great idea.
I just think that they should make it more phallic-shaped.
Yes. No. That's terrible.
Yes. He says yes. No take-backs. No, all decisions are final.
Take it. I didn't decide. I just said something stupid. It's terrible.
Yeah.
Whatever you say. That's just weird. I do give it a thumbs up though for thinking outside the box there, or outside the pants, you might say.
Outside the pants.
All right.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't even want to vote on it. It's just, I think that there's a possibility that the mechanics behind this are something that could be useful for something real someday. That music is still playing. I need to stop it.
Yeah. Let's make a much bigger version form, of this so they can do all kinds of things.
In its current form, I do not see its value. Let's say it that way.
Why not? All right. With that, I think we're going to move on to our Elon Musk pitches for the week.
Heck yes, we are.
All right. Anyone got a pitch for Mr. Musk? I had one earlier this week. Go on.
Yeah, what was it?
I don't remember it now.
Oh, that sounds amazing.
It's awesome.
I want to pitch to Elon Musk a new streaming platform where you can do video calls with friends, and there are no issues for Macs, and it has excellent video and audio quality, and it just works. And it's not hackable, like some of the other services, and it isn't confusing for
great idea.
Some people. I just wanted to make it perfect
idea. And it's free.
Video chat. And it's free. Yeah. I want it to be free.
And it's free. Yep. It's great.
I mean, that only makes sense.
Probably one of the more boring pitches, but maybe one of the more useful ones.
I mean, I'm not sure if you pitched that or Logan pitched it, but that's okay. Is Logan in your brain right now?
He might be. Did he already pitch this one like last week?
No.
He's just saying it sounds like a Logan pitch.
It just
pitch.
Sounds like a Logan pitch.
Well, that's because Logan and I sound the same. Gosh.
Oh, damn. You know, that always confuses me.
Oh, I got one. I think that I'm concerned about, since there are our earlier story about the Hubble telescope ultimately failing and us not able to get those amazing snapshots of space. So I was thinking that since Elon already sends rockets up to space on a very regular basis, that he should send one up with a telescope. And good Lord. Wow. My wife is showing me a bill. That we should, he should send up a rocket with a telescope to replace the Hubble telescope.
Send up a rocket with a telescope.
These are just like super useful, helpful things this week. I love it. We're very
well. He doesn't take any of our super creative stuff, so he can just have some of these boring ideas.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's a good idea. I mean, he could probably do that with some spare parts laying around. I think they could. Probably I was going to say
a couple windshields from a couple Teslas. Yeah. He can probably use something to make them.
I think that makes sense. I give that one a thumbs up. I give the streaming platform a thumbs down. I'm sorry. I think it should work with more than Macs and Windows. And you just said Macs and Windows, so.
Oh, okay. All the machines. I don't know.
All the operating platforms.
Literally any operating platform out there. Even Vista.
Like Windows and Mac.
There you go. You know, here, I got an idea. I got a legitimate idea for Mr. Musk. So strap in. You know, he's got Tesla, and I think, yep, you know, they've got a good thing going there. But, you know, I think that you still have the issue that when your Tesla breaks down, which it will, you still have to take it somewhere. But what if you're stranded in the middle of nowhere and you can't get anywhere? You don't want to call the tow truck. The tow truck's like, I'm like 6 hours away and it's going to cost you $1 million for me to tow you to the nearest town. And the nearest town doesn't have a garage or something like that. So I think he should launch a service. And I think this should be free and it works for everybody, regardless of if you have a Tesla or not. And it launches little robots. He could use the SpaceX rockets to get them launched out or something, but it has little robots that come out and find you, and they fix your car for you.
That's terrifying. I love that idea. Thumbs up.
Please step away from the vehicle. I'm going to fix your vehicle. Please step away from the vehicle.
Yeah.
I'm going to fix your vehicle. I need you to enter your password.
You know, you never have to take it in. You don't have to pay for it. You never have to take it in. You know, I think that would solve everybody's issues. It'd put tow truck drivers out of business.
I like that.
I like this idea. I like the part where it's free. I want to make one change to Brian's idea. I want the telescope to be able to provide free images to everyone on Earth. You know, we're taking pictures of the stars. I want there to be a platform where you can just like tap into it and for free get pictures of whatever it's pointing at.
Yeah, you know,
and
think
it goes without saying
that's a good addition.
It goes without saying that I don't want him to, so that's good, Silas, because I don't want him to transmit the pictures back to Earth via flash drive that asteroids have to pick up. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a big waste of resources right there.
Yes, it is.
Picture transfer has to be wireless. Got it.
Wireless transfer.
All right. With that, I'm going to go ahead and call this council meeting adjourned. Thank everybody for listening. Those of you who joined us live, we do stream this on Tuesday nights at some point in time. If you liked what you saw and want to check out all of our past episodes, you can go to councilcast.org or search for the audio files on iTunes, your favorite podcatcher. If you do have a topic you would like the council's decision on, you can email us at idontcare@councilcast.org or connect with us on Twitter at RealCouncilCast. Thanks for listening and goodbye.
Goodbye.